Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So according to one workplace expert, evidently companies that are making workers come back to the office are creating, quote, a massive disruption in their lives. You believe that? I don't know, folks. Last time I checked, jobs had requirements, and sometimes you have to, like, I don't know, go there. I mean, I understand, but a lot of people, and there's a lot of benefits to remote work, but companies, of course, have the right to want to do business the way they want to do business as well, and whether or not it creates a massive disruption, so we'll see. All right, folks, welcome to the program, of course. Hour number three is just now getting started. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you this morning. We're glad that you're there. And 949-822-7959, that's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. We will open up the telephone lines at the bottom of the hour if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon. You can also send us your questions and comments over at KyleWarrenShow.com. Simply click on Send Kyle a Direct Message, and you'll be off and running from there. So, again, much to talk about, much ado, much happening, and we've got Denise Simon with us this morning, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook to help us figure all this out. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
There's a lot to figure out, and, you know, this is one of those news days again where it's just everything's kind of happening. So, we were going to talk a little bit about I know the George Santos thing, but also the John Brennan issue and the Mayorkas issue as well. So take your pick.
Well, let's go over to Russiagate and Spygate.
Okay.
Michael Schellenberger, who has been doing some very remarkable work, and by the way, another report's coming out today. It turns out that he's got credible sources within the intelligence community that are saying that John Brennan, and I would argue, I don't know whether he concocted it, but let's not forget Hillary, because I think Hillary paid for it on all things Russia hoax. But now they're finding out that John Brennan, who at the time was the head of the CIA, went to the Five Eyes, which is the United States is part of, and asked the heads of the Five Eyes to assign people to spy on Trump, and particularly target 26 people that were Trump associates. What an associate is, don't really know yet. They could have been people that were working in the in his transition team, because this actually began in the early part of 2016. So it's apparent that they complied. Well, that's absolutely about as illegal as it comes. Now, understand those implications, that they were virtually after Trump from the absolute outset, and using not only the infrastructure, the intelligence infrastructure of the United States to do so, to go after Trump, and came up with Spygate and the Russia hoax, but they also essentially forced other governments that are part of the Five Eyes to do the same thing. Now, this is about as scandalous as anything probably in U.S. history.
Yeah.
Sure. But interestingly enough, it gets a little more dark, because there apparently is quite the sizable binder. And this binder has, in fact, all of the intelligence in it. all of the receipts, if you will, on this operation. Now, we don't know where this binder was, but apparently Trump was aware of this binder. And Schellenberger is coming out today with the report that the binder has, what do they like to say, gone missing?
Wow.
But maybe it's not missing. It very well could be that it is something that Trump ordered to be declassified, and that is actually the basis for the raid on Mar-a-Lago.
Very interesting indeed. Yeah, the plot thickens, for sure.
Well, I don't think it can get any thicker.
Mm-hmm.
So, remember, you know, they impeached Trump twice. Now, where does it go from here? And who, I'd like to know who the 26 people were, but more than that, the larger picture of who all was involved in all things Russiagate. Because there seems to be a burning underlying truth in this investigation that Schellenberger did and is doing. And what are the consequences? And I am reminded of when everybody hated, they loved, and then they hated Attorney General Barr, that was the last head of the Department of Justice under Trump. When he testified, remember, said they, he said that they spied on Trump. And then, of course, then there was this big, huge argument of what spying really is.
Right, right.
Now that becomes pretty relevant, doesn't it?
Well, indeed. Well, what you're describing here, you know, as you said, this may be one of the biggest things in American history.
And yes.
That's no small thing, everybody.
No,
I mean, this is
it's not.
Yeah.
It's not. Because the Five Eyes, by the way, includes Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. And I would argue that two of those countries are particularly troublesome, and that is Australia and the United Kingdom. Because after John Brennan left the CIA, it went down to Gina Haspel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Gina Haspel, at the time all this was going on, was the head of CIA office in the United Kingdom.
Very interesting. We're going to continue this, folks, right after this short break. More with Denise Simon. This story is getting incredibly interesting. More on the other side. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Cahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Friday night I crashed your party. Saturday I said I'm sorry. Sunday came and trashed me out.
So we understand that Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin was released from the hospital again. So that is some good news, and we certainly do wish him well with the issues, medical issues that he's been having. So that is a good thing. I'm sure it's not been an easy road for him. But of course, he did transfer power to his deputy, of course, this last time that he's gone in the hospital. And that, of course, is maybe some progress here with the Biden administration. But, well, at least for Lloyd Austin, I think. All right. So once again, folks, welcome back. Kyle Warren with you, 949-822-7959. Go to KyleWarrenShow.com. And when last we left our heroes, and, of course, we're talking about Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
Well, when last we left our heroes, you were at least the people, the characters in the story here, it was just getting interesting, and we had to go to the break. So let's continue, shall we?
Well, remember, I'm kind of surprised that Trump hasn't been a little more aggressive on this one. But, you know, maybe he's getting some good advice and finally taking it because he's not terribly coachable. But having said that, I would say that timing could be so much everything that this could blow stuff wide open, especially during the Democrat National Committee, with what could be coming out here. And this could be blowing up the Intelligence Committee, could be blowing up the Department of Justice. I mean, you know, the Mueller team, these lawyers, Mark Elias, Hillary Clinton, the DNC, I mean, all of these things. So the implications are really, they're so epic that I don't even know what a good word is to describe it all.
Well, that is something. I mean, that really is. Because you know what, Denise, it seems to me that, you know, who is Donald Trump really a threat to then? Is he a threat to our democracy, or is he a threat to this establishment, this faction that seems to be doing all of what you're describing here?
Well, he has often said, they're not just after me, they're also after you. And there's absolute truth in that. Certainly we've seen what we saw with January 6th, and a lot of other truths are coming out about all things January 6th. But going beyond that is all these other things that are happening that says that they're really going against us. Remember when the FBI raided the bank and took everything out of all of those safe deposit boxes for innocent civilians in California? And some of those people are beginning to finally, after all these years, win their cases. And they're coming after us for, trying to go against, support the Supreme Court decision on the Dobbs on abortion. You know, I mean, there's on education. I mean, you know, going after parents. So he's right that they're coming after us, too. But switching gears here, you had just mentioned Gerald Austin, Secretary Austin, leaving the hospital.
Yeah.
Biden spoke yesterday and kind of gotten to the point where anytime he speaks, nobody listens, including me. But yesterday he came out and spoke about the fact that the Senate had passed the foreign aid bill for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. But hold on here, because he went a little bit further.
Mm-hmm.
He actually said that the money that we pledge for Ukraine actually doesn't go to Ukraine. It stays here. And it goes to government contractors to replenish and keep our own military equipment current. And we are giving essentially Ukraine all of our old leftover stuff. Now, he didn't say it quite that way, but I'm saying it that way.
Yeah, that's the thrust, basically, or the ultimate truth.
And he actually listed Texas, Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Arizona as where that money goes for our government contractors. And so did anybody pay attention to that? No, because I haven't heard one word. Well, first, essentially the Pentagon is operating under a continuing resolution, under a CR. And we keep hearing that we're out of guns and bullets and all those other kinds of things. Well, this is, you know, I've said, haven't I said, I'm the only one on this radio thing that's saying that we need to support Ukraine. And that the money isn't all that money isn't going to Ukraine. Well, I ended up kind of being right. Now, right. I think what he's doing is he's actually re-equipping our own military at the expense of Ukraine. Now, another interesting thing happened because General Austin, or Secretary Austin, he gets out of the hospital and he puts out a statement. Let me see if I sent it to myself. Yesterday, where he actually says, I want to thank the Senate for passing the $33 billion because it now, where did I do with it? It now helps us pay for, here we go. Mm-hmm. It strengthens our submarine industrial base to counter China. The bill creates jobs and replenishes depleted U.S. stockpiles.
Very interesting. Well, wouldn't this come out of the military budget? I mean, there's a separate budget for the military each year, but this extra funding? Is that what you're describing here?
Well, what I'm trying to say here is that the military, well, there's two different things. The Pentagon operating under a continuing resolution. Okay? And, you know, everybody's all up in arms. you know, the Steve Bannons and the, you know, Laura Ingrams and, you know, several of these senators saying that we're sending all this money, J.D. Vance, we're sending all this money to Ukraine with no accountability. And it's one of the most corrupt countries in the world. Well, it used to be corrupt. And, you know, it takes a long time to undo all of that. Then they're making Zelensky just as corrupt as the rest of them. He's not.
And you got Rand Paul, too. Rand Paul is
vehemently
against this.
Yeah, he was out there on the floor yesterday. Yeah. And look, I clearly understand it's not a one or the other, you know, with our southern border or Ukraine, as I see it. Now, there's other ways to actually give Ukraine what it needs when it comes to cash, but we're giving them old stuff, stuff that we don't use, like tanks. And that was supposed to be a big deal? Well, we're giving them leftover crap that we don't use. And quite frankly, we're not at war. We're just sending what we have to other countries, and you go fight it. We'll send it to you. But the actual money, I mean, Biden actually said it yesterday.
So it stays here. Yeah, it's a boon for contractors here, basically, is what you're saying.
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah, and so, obviously, and that's a gravy train.
Now, I'm not saying that's wrong.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that's wrong. I mean, you know, what we have here, especially when it comes to Skunk Works and you know, our defense contractors that are providing us with, you know, high-tech, you know, weaponized drones and intelligent holograms, I'm not saying it's wrong. I mean, we clearly need to have that stuff. But the argument is wrong that these conservatives are making, that we're giving all this money without any accountability to Ukraine. Well, I can't speak about all the accountability, but as I said, a lot of that money, most of the money, doesn't even go to Ukraine. And Biden said it yesterday, and Austin actually, when he got out of the hospital, confirmed it too.
Wow. I mean, this is hard-hitting stuff. There's no doubt about that, Denise, and I know everybody appreciates it. And, you know, but it seems to me, again, that, but even so, the Ukrainian defense forces are really at a subsistence level with even any of this material and so forth that goes there. You know, at what point, you know, I think a good question is, why can't we just finish this with one fell swoop, you know?
We can. We absolutely can. But what is happening here, and we could have a long time ago, but because there's such a mess when it comes to budget and debt and all these other kinds of things, we're not funding our own military. This is a means that's actually funding the military at the expense of Ukraine.
Well, you know, folks, you're not hearing this other places, not really at all. This is why we've got Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So, folks, stay right there. We're going to come right back. More with Denise right after this. Kyle Warren with you. It is the Wednesday edition, and we are continuing on. Coming right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
USA News Update. In January, inflation slightly surpassed expectations. Recent government data reveals that the consumer price index increased by 0.3% last month, reflecting higher expenses for goods and services for Americans. The Senate has approved a $95 billion aid package featuring significant allocations for Israel and Ukraine. Despite passing with a 70-29 vote, its prospects in the Republican-controlled House remain uncertain. The NYPD is sharing images of two suspects involved in the fatal subway shooting at Mount Eden Station Monday. Chief of Detectives Joseph Kenny.
Once the groups come together on the train, there's a verbal dispute that quickly leads to a physical fight. As the train is pulling into the station at Mount Eden, one round is fired inside of the train car.
A 35-year-old man who was an innocent bystander was killed in that shooting, while five others sustained injuries. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a two-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a two-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So there was a huge sort of layoff at Paramount CBS, and one of those people that were caught in that whole thing was Catherine Herridge, who's been a really great reporter for so many years. And I was kind of shocked by that a little bit. But folks, we're back. We're glad to be here. Glad that you're there. 949-822-7959 is the number. Kyle Warren with you, of course. And we're going to be talking with Denise Simon, again, from FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. And I'm here to tell you again, and Denise, we're going to bring you right back in here. We're not hearing this kind of thing really anywhere else. And what you were talking about, again, I think everybody is kind of shocked that, you know, the rest of the media is not picking up on what you're talking about here.
Well, people ignore what Biden has to say. I mean, I asked about six or seven people yesterday if they heard what Biden said, and every one of them went, who?
Right, exactly.
In fact, one of the text messages that I got back on all of that was kind of funny because it said, let's see, what did he say? Pretty darn galling to agree with Biden, LOL.
Right, exactly. But, you know, I just saw something earlier, too, a study that was done. And we always hear this kind of thing, but the International Institute for Strategic Studies is saying Russia's war effort is now sustainable for 2 or 3 years. So, I mean, they can keep going, and I'm sure probably longer. This is just looking at how things look today, obviously. But can you imagine this Ukraine war going on for years into the future at this point?
Interestingly enough, you mentioned that because Ukraine knows that the military support that they're getting is being kind of throttled, you know, not only through NATO countries and so forth, but also from the United States. And so, you know, they've got an awful lot of Ukrainians that have stepped up to the plate here, and a lot of them are actually building their own sea drones. Well, I'm here to tell you, they actually put one of those sea drones to good use yesterday because they actually sunk another Russian ship in the Black Sea. And I've watched the video here probably 7 or 8 times in the last hour or so. And
very cool.
They're getting pretty savvy in spite of the United States and what we're giving them and not giving them. And same goes for other countries. So,
well, at some point are they, you know, I just feel like there's a setup happening where there's going to be sort of this call for a negotiated settlement, but Vladimir Putin, or Russia essentially, is going to obviously get whatever it is that they've already sort of taken in Ukraine, it would seem.
It's, you know, I listened to the Tucker Carlson interview with Putin, and it took me a couple days to finally get around to finding that 2 hours to do that. And in my world, Tucker asked a couple of good questions, but he was trolled by Putin, especially on the history between Ukraine and Russia, in, you know, going all the way back to Genghis Khan. But there were thousands of other things that Tucker could have asked Putin and didn't. But if, you know, I'm beginning to see that these people that have said that Putin wants to go well beyond Ukraine is actually a true statement, because just yesterday, this was put out by Jennifer Griffin over at the Pentagon, Russia has put the leader of a NATO member, Estonia, on the wanted list.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of my favorite college professors of all time was from Estonia and was actually active in Estonian politics, and that was one of the best courses I ever had, because we learned so much about the differences of the Baltic states, but also their relationship to then the Soviet Union, which was starting to break up. I mean, it was very interesting indeed.
Bill Browder, although I've never met him, he and I can text each other often. And he was the one who launched the Magnitsky Act, not only here in the United States, which was signed into law under the Obama administration, but many other countries are using the Magnitsky Act. What is Magnitsky? Well, he was his lawyer slash financial guy, Bill Browder's, when Bill Browder had a business in Russia during the breakup, and Russia, Putin killed him.
Yeah.
Okay. And interestingly enough, Tucker didn't bring that up. Interestingly enough, Tucker didn't bring up all the other people that have gone dead or missing that are essentially dissidents of all things Moscow in the Kremlin. So those are some of the other things. Understand what Putin is really doing here. Mm-hmm. And I would argue that now that the Senate has passed this bill, which is going to fall on the floor when it goes over to the House, that the House has an opportunity here to pass a bill that says all the monies and assets that have been seized by Russian oligarchs, and where we know that Putin has a lot of his money because he has people very loyal to him that hides his money, use that money to help Ukraine buy weapons and pay salaries of the Ukrainian soldiers. Mm-hmm. That's in the billions into itself.
No kidding. Well, I'll tell you what, we've got just enough time, I think, to take a quick call. We've got Neil in Henderson, Nevada, calling in this morning. Good morning, Neil. Good to hear from you. You have a question or comment for Denise this morning?
I do, Kyle. Kyle, it's nice to talk to you again, and I miss your show out here. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, we're working on that. We've got another. We're definitely working on that.
I mean, I'm sure the audience out here, you know, really enjoyed listening to your show. I happen to be one of them, one member of the audience. Anyway, let me get to my comment. I'm not an expert on Russian history. I do know that, you know, Russia was our ally during World War II. I know we cooperate with Russia in space. I know when one of their subs is on the bottom of the ocean, we send our sub to go down there and rescue their crew. My feeling is that, sure, Putin, he's been a bad guy, okay? But also, do we have any right to interfere with Russian sovereignty? My feeling is that this is not Nazi Germany that wants to expand into Poland and France. You know, I think that Ukraine is Russia. They speak Russian. Latvia, they speak Russian in Latvia as well. And for us to give Ukraine and Zelensky another $65 billion is a total outrage. Total outrage. I'm not one of those taxpayers that wants Zelensky to thank me because I am not in favor of giving him any more money.
Mm-hmm.
That's my comment.
Very cool. Well, Neil, we appreciate the comment very much. Glad to talk with you. And I'll tell you what, Denise, what do you think about what Neil's talking about here?
Well, as I said, when it comes to cash, the cash isn't really going to Ukraine. It's staying here. I, in my opinion, we need Ukraine to win this thing. And, you know, there's a lot that Putin got wrong about the history. But beyond that, let's put Ukraine aside and, you know, as I just mentioned, Estonia or Latvia. Or Poland, for that matter. So, are there other ways to support Ukraine? Yes, as I just mentioned, certainly the money that and the assets that have been seized not only by our government, but European governments on the oligarchs. So, there's other ways to do this, and I would say, you know, look at Novichok and look at Navalny or Skripal or, you know, any of these other Russians that have gone missing or died, including the Russian media mogul who was killed in Washington, D.C. at DuPont Circle.
Well, indeed. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com and the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thank you so much. We're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
All right. Thank you.
Good morning. Denise Simon, everybody. We're going to come right back. We got Chris Markowski. He is the watchdog on Wall Street. Stay right there, everybody. I'll warn with you.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
All right, this Wednesday edition is going by just as fast as all the other editions, it seems like. I got to tell you, folks, the time really does fly by as we go through the wee hours of the morning across America, across your radio dial, and we have a lot more to talk about, a lot more to say. And by the way, folks, don't forget, at the bottom of next hour, we're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. We're also going to be talking with Brandon Rimes. He's the consumer quarterback, so we're going to talk some insurance and some sports, I should say. And also we're going to talk about some real estate with Brandon Rimes. But right now we have the watchdog on Wall Street, none other than Chris Markowski. And, of course, Chris has also, I'm sure, been watching Wall Street today because the Dow plummeted. And we've got all kinds of stuff to talk about. But you can hear Chris on his program right here on AM 860, The Answer. You can hear him on Saturday mornings at 5 a.m. Eastern Time, and then also Sunday afternoons at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, again, right here on AM 860, The Answer. Let's head on over to the telephone line and pick up Chris Markowski. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, you know, I saw what was happening on the Dow earlier because we got those new CPI numbers out, Consumer Price Index, I expect, among other things, and the markets really did react, didn't they?
Oh, of course they did. I mean, you know, everybody was kind of, teeing up Federal Reserve rate cuts and doesn't look like they're going to be happening anytime soon, but on the inflation number, which was very, very bad. You can't even poo-poo it. If you actually even look at the things that are important in that number, that they don't include, you know, food, going out for food, it's bad. I mean, take a look at, they finally starting to show what the car insurance rates are and home insurance. The cost of living in this country it's obscene. It really is. And, that doesn't seem to be changing anytime soon. A lot of people are talking about, oh, inflation's down. Okay, that's great. Inflation, you're right. It has come down, but it's still high and it's still going up. You know, there was an Far Side cartoon based upon that. The beatings will continue until morale improves. Well, the beatings are continuing. You know, they may not be as bad as they were before, but we're all still getting beat with a stick, for crying out loud. So, it's bad. It really is. Unfortunately, people don't know where it comes from. And, right now it should be a runaway election. You're talking about it should be the most massive red wave of red waves based upon the border and what's going on in regards to the economy and inflation. And yet, the Republicans lost the seat last night. That's how pathetic the situation is right now.
Yeah, I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that, is a warning indicator. There's no doubt about that. You're right. I mean, they should have been able to replace that Republican seat very easily, especially with all the circumstances. So, this is almost a repeat of what happened at the midterms, a smaller level, obviously. But you're right. The prediction should be red wave, and what we get is nothing.
Now, they keep talking about this, and I'm sorry. I think it's going to go in the opposite direction this year. I hate to, get people upset. But, it doesn't look good for the Republicans right now. Yesterday was a real stupid day. So you lose a seat, or again the House narrowed that again. You didn't have to lose in the first place. You decided to run a candidate, Santos. You didn't even do any background check on him. Then rather than having just finish out his term until November, you decide to get rid of him. You end up losing the seat that same day. Yesterday, you decide to come back and impeach Mayorkas, which is dead on arrival in the Senate. So a lot of people look at this and say to themselves, you've been working on trying to impeach this guy for a year. It's great. You're going to have the ceremony. You're going to send the articles of impeachment over to the Senate. It's dead on arrival. It's not going to,
right.
He's not going to be impeached. They hold the Senate. Why would you do something like that? I mean, it's a big, huge waste of time. And, the people are, even take some of the voters are talking to. They're just like, these people can't lead. And then, unfortunately, Trump takes to social media and blames the lady who lost on the fact that she didn't come out for him. And, he's talking about his win rate, but his win rate is only in primaries. You don't get a seat if you win a primary. You got to win the general election, and Republicans can't do that.
Well, this is, again, a very, very, very important warning signal. And, part of this, too, is you just mentioned about, if she didn't come out for Trump or this kind of thing, there is a division in the Republican Party that can be a real Achilles heel here. It can't simply be monolithic. In other words, when people feel like they have to say something, then it really doesn't come off as genuine.
Exactly. And they almost feel like they're hostage to this, this Trump camp right now. And, I know it's anecdotal, but, I happen to run a pretty good sized firm with small business owners and clients, all over the country. And as upset as they are right now, I mean, a lot of people, they said, they're still saying the same thing. I don't know if I can vote for Trump. I don't know if I can go to the polls that day. I don't know if I can, I can look myself in the mirror. Just based upon various different issues, whatever it may be, morally, whatever it may be, it's very difficult right now. Republicans really can't seem to get out of their own way. And, the grand scheme of things is, they should be running away with this. It shouldn't even be close. That should tell you something right now, just how, ridiculous this is. at this point in time. And, you know, you look at the inflation numbers, you look at the border, you look at, you know, the condition of Joe Biden, and, you know, you should be a 10-15 point lead right now, and it's not.
Right, right. Well, one of the things too about inflation, Biden came out in a statement, and of course they're saying they're fighting to lower costs for middle class families. In other words, he's sort of stepping up his attacks on companies and corporations. Evidently, they're the ones responsible for the inflation. Or, you know, is that really true? They're looking for somebody they can fight against, basically.
Well, it's you know, again, you got to try to find a boogeyman somewhere. Got to blame someone. God forbid, you get a politician that actually take responsibility for their own actions and their own screw ups, because we all screw up. You know, it'd be novel for somebody to come out and say, you know what, I made a mistake there and handling that. I actually remember it even going back to, you know, Jeb Bush, when he was, you know, running, you know, against Trump and Rand Paul. It was 2016. He couldn't come out and admit that the Iraq war was a mistake. And that was his brother, for crying out loud. I mean, you know, at some point in time, you got to come out and say, okay, you know, made a mistake here, and then this is where we're going to learn from it, and we're going to move on. But, you know, no, they got to find a boogeyman at some point in time. And, you know, he did that in this stupid Super Bowl video, which was, I mean, it was surreal. It was so bad that he put out. And, you know, let's go after corporations now and say it's their fault. And they're just, you know, they're pocketing it. You know, blame the monopoly man, as usual.
Oh, sure. And it's also, you know, it's you know, I guess Wall Street fat cats or, you know, stuff. I remember Obama used to use that term. But, again, it's the idea that, you know, there's somebody else and it's not fair. And they're getting a windfall while you're paying more. But so many companies and restaurants, for example, they all have to pay increased prices. So what are they supposed to do? They have to pass that on to the consumer.
Well, I don't know. You saw in California. I know you live out there, which, again, I would strongly look to put the house on the market, because the debate out in California was whether or not to raise the minimum wage. This is in the Senate debate, to $50 an hour.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's, I mean, you don't understand what that would do. I mean, anybody have any – it's already bad enough as it is, the prices that they're paying now at the fast food places, the fast food joints that are being shut down. I mean, that would shut down so many businesses in your state. $50 an hour if they want to make the minimum wage in California. I mean, if the Democrats are serious about this?
Yeah, Barbara Lee. Yeah, that's what she wants. Because they're trying to make, I guess, what they call a living wage or something, but – these fast food jobs and stuff, they're not your primary job forever. As far as I know, they're like stepping stones.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, most of the people I'm sure listening to your program last night, right now, myself included, worked in fast food joints, worked for minimum wage. I remember making a couple bucks an hour washing dishes, you know, at one of my weekend jobs as a kid. I mean, we all did it. I mean, you start there. You don't end there.
Right. Exactly right. Well, Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com is the website. Thanks again, and we're going to talk to you again tomorrow morning.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. Take care. Chris Markowski, everybody. And, folks, we are climbing up to the top of the hour right now. And when we come back, we've got a lot more to tell you about after your top of the hour news. Hour 3 in the books.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.